this, I'd like to take an attendance. So I will start with the administration, and that will be myself. Tyrell Sampson is present. Lisa Drew, are you present?
Present.
Okay. Chairman Keith Haley?
Present.
Rich Braccia, Vice Chairman?
Present.
Karan Pajambi?
Present.
Dave Pelagi?
Present.
Sylvie Ramirez?
Present.
Angel Torres? Brandy Altagat? Shelly McDermott? All right, so we have a quorum, so we are good. Since this is a special meeting, we are just going to hone right in on the two topics that were placed on the agenda. Prior to today's meeting, I did send you all a little information in regards to the two potential opportunities in which have come our way for first right of refusal. First one being the New Caning train station. As I sent to you all, we received a proposal in which was sent to New Caning train station from a, I want to kind of say, a small business who has interest in operating a very small breakfast opportunity in the mornings, in the wee hours of the morning, at the New Caning train station. New Caning train station is very small, very, very tiny. If you looked at the information submitted, the proposed time of operation would be anywhere from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. And with that, you would need a 30-minute, well, at least this company is proposing a 30-minute window to obviously open and close. So essentially, you're looking at 4:30 to 9:30 daily. There's very minimal foot traffic at the location. We have a vending machine there now. We don't anticipate this to be of any concern to the vending machines. And
this meeting is being transcribed. This meeting is being recorded.
This is more or less something in which maybe someone just has a vested interest of having something to do, more or less, in hopes that they don't lose their shirt or waste their time. But nonetheless, it's an opportunity which has come our way. So I'd like to see if the committee has any interest in retaining or waiving this opportunity. I will push it to you, the chairman.
All right. Did you, by chance, I didn't see the numbers. Was there any numbers for this particular location? And an operator in that area?
No, that had not been in occupation, I want to say, for years. It's not even set up. It's literally like right in a hallway. So this is something new in which I think they're proposing to the train station to kind of set up a little shop in the space, but it's nothing currently there. There's like a shoe stand in front of there now, if I'm not mistaken. So I think they're just trying to makeshift an opportunity.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like something that one of our operators would be able to go in there and make anything out of it, especially with the hours that they're looking for, and the fact that I don't think we have anyone really down in that neck of the woods. Does anyone on the committee have any thoughts or comments on this location? Does anyone want to make a motion to waive this location?
David Pelagi makes the most to waive it.
All right, can I get a second?
Rich will second it.
I'll second that.
All right, I got a motion by Dave, seconded by Rich, to waive the New Caning train station. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to?
Was that a full vote? I know my phone kind of broke up. Did we solidify a motion to waive? Can anybody hear me? Oh man, did it freeze?
Yeah, I can hear you, Tyrell.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Are we good with the motion? Did that pass?
A motion was made by Dave. I seconded it and it passed.
Okay, perfect. All right, thanks, guys. All right, so second opportunity is Portland DOT grounds. This is legit just grounds. That's owned by the state of Connecticut, located in Portland on 221 Marble Street. This was an opportunity presented to ourselves to see if we have any interest in operating any type of mobile food operation. They were approached by someone I would assume has a mobile food cart. Initially, you know, my response was going to be, that's not really in the scope of our interest at the moment. But then I said, you know what, now this needs to take more or less a serious, you know, formal determination, only because I didn't want to have this resonate throughout DOT that, you know, oh, Besby never has interest in you know, grounds and mobile food trailers and so forth. That's just not what we're doing at the moment. Doesn't mean that, you know, at any given point of Randolph Shepherd, it's something that through, you know, federal funding or something that will, you know, maybe make this more of a reality, in which it could be a reality now, but we just know the challenges in which surround operating a mobile food trailer, and especially one in specific that would be required to be removed each evening. So in this case, again, Portland DOT reached out wanting to know if we had any interest of placing a food trailer on their grounds for food service. We did do a site survey of this location. The grounds are legit across the street from like every fast food restaurant that you can imagine. So needless to say, the competition is going to be very strong. But, you know, again, people that have specialty food trucks do tend to attract, you know, very specific crowds. And so I don't know what food truck this person is, or trailer this person is providing as far as the food. But apparently they believe that there may be, you know, some viable opportunity. Nonetheless, I don't think this is anything that we are in place of doing quickly. But again, you know, we'll waive it. And, well, I don't speak on your behalf, but should we waive this location, I would put a, you know, obviously there's always language in there that states, you know, if that food service expires or the agreement that you make expire, you must come back to Besby. So we'll always be in place to entertain such option if we are ever in the position to do so. So I don't have anything above and beyond that other than these are just flat grounds and a food trailer wants to be placed there to provide, I would assume, a specialty item because of the fact that there's so many other food sources directly across the street. So with that, I pass it to the chairman for determination.
How would we get a food truck to and from anywhere, a trailer? Like, how would an operator? That would be our responsibility to get it there and get it out, right?
No doubt. You would definitely have to tap on the spouses and see, you know, if anybody, you know, if they're willing to drive an F-350 daily.
Yeah.
Park it, really think pick it up.
Really has the means to be doing that. Does anyone on the committee have any further comment or discussion on this location? And if not, does anyone want to make a motion to waive this location?
Dave Pelagi, I'll make a motion. We waive the Portland grounds.
All right. Can I get a second?
This is Karan. I'll second it.
All right. I got a motion by Dave Pelagi, seconded by Karan, to waive this location. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries. Before you go on, Tyrell, I got kicked off the call because I was entering my condo complex and there's a dead spot. What I was trying to get out when we made the last vote was to amend it to say save our rights to vending. I just didn't have that language in that letter that you sent, that's all.
Yep, absolutely, definitely. I will make sure the letter states we will retain the vending rights for the dirt, our vending rights.
Yeah, sometimes that's standard. I just want to make sure that.
Absolutely.
I got kicked off before I could say that.
Yeah, because it got quiet. That's why I was like, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, no, that was me. That was having a bad phone call day here.
No worries. All right, yeah, no, we're good. So, all right, with those two waivers, I'll send those out, and then, I have a good feeling that this committee here is going to be a little bit more active than normal.
Yeah.
So, be prepared for these possible, not quick, like this call. This call was, I needed this right away, but there are some things that I think may need to be brought to the committee's attention ahead of our next quarterly meeting. So I'll definitely keep you all posted. I appreciate it. Welcome Karan to being a full-time member on the committee, and again, I look forward to working with you all, and we can get out of here. So we make a motion
get a motion from a committee member to adjourn.
Dave Pelagia, make a motion, we adjourn.
All right, can I get a second?
Rich will second it.
All right, I got a motion by Dave, seconded by Rich, to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? And the motion carries. Thanks, guys, for chiming in on short notice. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Talk soon.
Take care.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.